Thank you for calling customer service. This is Joyce speaking, and how may I help you?
Hi, I just saw that you had taken out $49 on my account, and I didn't authorize it.
All righty. May I have the zip code associated with that account, please?
92705.
Alrighty, give me 1 second. And may I have the first and last name, please?
Lisa Mead, M-E-A-D.
All right, and for security purposes, may I have the address associated with that account?
1919 Sherry Lane, number 7, Santa Ana, California, 92705.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Do you remember maybe paying a dollar, maybe $2 to enter into a sweepstakes?
Well, I was supposed to pay a dollar to get this vacuum cleaner. I had no idea that it would be $49.89.
It was, you paid that to enter into a sweepstakes or enter into a contest to be able to win the vacuum cleaner. And what it is charging you, the $49.89, is the contest entry.
Well, I didn't want to, so can you please give it back to me?
Yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second, and I can get you counseled out of that.
No problem.
Alrighty, ma'am. Thank you for holding. I was able to get you counseled out of that. You won't receive any more reoccurring charges on that. I was successfully able to get that $49.89 refunded back to the account. It should show back up in 3 to 5 business days, okay?
Thank you very much.
Alrighty, and let me give you the cancellation order number on that.
Okay, hold on. Let me get a pen.
Sure.
Okay, go ahead.
It would be C as in Charlie, and that's 920-425-424.
Okay, thank you very much.
And thank you for calling customer service, and you have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Ma'am, is there something else I can help you with?